702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, let's look at the world of viral content. Kabazela, very good morning to you. Happy Monday. I hope you're back to full strength now.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Bele. All good. Thank you very much. And happy to be back with you.
All right, cool. Let's get cracking then into it. Tell me about a turtle and a windscreen.
Yeah, this is a really bizarre incident that took place in Georgia, USA.
Yeah.
So this woman and her brother on the highway.
Sorry, just lost you there for a second. Sorry, Kabazela, I just lost you there for a second.
This woman and her brother were driving on the highway.
Gotcha.
Minding their own business and doing what they were doing in their car. And the next minute, this object hit the front of their windscreen and got impaled in the windscreen. And, you know, massive fright. And they managed to pull over and see what it was. And then having a look at what it was a freaking turtle. Now, in its full shell, still alive, impaled in this windscreen. Now, you can imagine if that had gone through the windscreen and hit the brother, that could have been a very, very nasty incident for him. But, absolutely bizarre. The theories behind what happened is some people are saying that it could have been crawling on the road and got hit by another car, which clipped it and flipped it up and then hit onto their car. Or a bird of prey perhaps could have picked up the turtle and then maybe dropped it. And, you know, it fell from the sky into this car's windscreen. So an absolutely bizarre video. You know, the turtle doesn't have any insurance, unfortunately, but it was let go and it went and lived another day in the bushes somewhere. But a really, really strange incident taking place there, Bungles.
Gosh. Now, tell me about a police body cam. It captured an interaction between officers and a man threatening suicide.
Yeah, now often when we see body cam footage from the US, it's you know, generally not very nice moments or interactions between the police and an alleged perpetrator. But this incident, yes, it gave me some chills, you know.
Yeah.
It really, really got to me. So
yeah.
The police were called to an incident of a man that was on top of a parking garage threatening to jump and to commit suicide. And when they got there, they encountered the man. He was there. He was standing. And he was on his cell phone on a FaceTime call with perhaps a family member or another loved one. And you see this exchange between the police and this guy. And then they lunge forward and they grab this man by the leg to prevent him from jumping off the building. And they pull him back and they manage to get him back onto the ground, and they're hovering over him. And then there's a couple of things that are going on here. So you can hear the woman on the FaceTime call. She's screaming in the background and, you know, clearly concerned and saying to the police, "Don't hurt him, don't hurt him, don't hurt him." And the police, you know, saying to her, "We're not going to hurt him." But then the interaction between the one officer and the guy who was threatening to jump, the police officer says to the man, I love you, man." And it just gives me goose chills even just talking about it now. But let's play the interaction. And the beginning is going to be a little bit scuffled, because that's the moment that the police lunge and grab the man by the leg and then pull him back.
Gosh.
Don't leave me alone. Don't hurt me. Pull me. Pull me back.
Even though I don't know you, I love you, bro. Yeah? What a powerful thing. What a powerful thing to say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Simple words, but words that can make a huge impact in someone's life if you know they're facing some troubles at that particular time.
Let's put it out there. 011-883-0702. Have you been in this situation exactly like that, where someone said something that made all the difference? And maybe you were at a really, really low point, and it was because somebody reached out. It could be a stranger who said something that sparked hope in you when you thought all might have been lost. We'll take your calls on that. 011-883-0702. And I suppose the turtle incident as well. Hey, Kabazela, bizarre incidents that have happened on your windscreen whilst driving. And I'm not talking about just bird poo, right? Not just bird poo. Something like that turtle incident. What's the strangest thing that's popped up on your windscreen as you were driving? We could have some fun calls on that one as well. That's what's gone viral with Kabazela.